the third hour. The first hour we say, I'm God. We affirm this to have the vibrations of truth go through our entire attitude, our entire world, our entire experience. And as we do that, we feel very good. We feel very positive and uplifted. In the second hour, we say to ourselves, why can I say I'm God? And we go through all of the attitudes and areas of thinking of what God is, what makes up God. How does God operate? How does God function? And then we come to the third part, and we say, okay, how do we talk to God inside of ourselves? God is not separate from us as much as we may think and say, but how do we talk to this entity within us? How do we talk to this entity, and how do we say to it that I am one as you and you are one as me? Now think about, you have in your body, I have in my body, blood. And this blood runs throughout my entire body, feeding my body, strengthening my body, giving my body energy. And this blood is very, very wonderful. It's very meaningful. It works very well for me. Now, do I think my blood is separate from me? Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. Because our body, though we might leave it behind at some time along the way, we are immortal. Our spirit, our being, and our intelligence, our allness is immortal, even our body. And we leave our body behind when we have not yet fulfilled the attitude toward our body that it too is spiritually illumined, and it is as much part of us as our thought or anything else could be. But how do I talk to God? Do I talk to God as a separate being like the blood in my body? Do I talk to God as a separate intelligence that is guiding me, directing me, and being me? Well, I must get straight first in my mind, and this is contrary to everything I've ever heard. God does not guide me. God does not direct me. God does not lead me in either way. God is not standing forth before me as a beautiful expression of all that I could be. That is not God. Those are just illusions I have in my mind. Truly, God is all knowledge. And that knowledge is in me, and I may select from it as I wish. God is all truth. God is all beingness. And God is everywhere present. God is the allness. Well, how do you have a conversation with the allness? Well, that's a problem that all of us face momently. We have a conversation with the allness when we say, I am God. And when we say, I am the creator of my world. And when we say, I am talking to myself. I am talking to myself. I'm talking to myself as God. I'm talking to myself as the creator. I'm talking to myself as the all. Now, this does not take me away from God or make me separate from God or make God separate from me. We are one. And so, therefore, we are not really a we, but I am one. The English language makes it a little difficult there, but I am one. Okay. Looking at that phrase, that God does not guide us or lead us or direct us or teach us anything, that's not what we've been taught. We've been taught that God guides us, directs us, and leads us into all paths of righteousness. And truly, God is the path, and He is the allness, He is the end, and He is the beginning of the path. He is all that is, and we do not walk the path, we are the path too. Well, why do we call it a path? Well, that's just a phrase that we have used because we've tried to sort of make ourselves anthropomorphized into a human being. We try to say that we're not God. We try to say that we are not a lesser level, but we are unaware of our divinity. Are you unaware of your divinity? I'm not. I'm aware of my divinity. I am God. I say that a jillion times a day. I say that while I'm sleeping, while I'm walking, while I'm talking, while I'm doing any other thing, I'm always saying, I am God. God, I am. And I'm so happy in that awareness. Okay, now, we've been told that God guides us on our path and shows us the right thing to do. We have a consciousness that might be called an awareness. I have a consciousness. I have what might be called awareness. And this awareness tunes me in to the universal knowledge. And the universal knowledge is there. Now let's just take an illustration. The universal knowledge is of a stove. And I look at a stove, and I see that it is for cooking, for making meals. And I say, how lovely. And so, I cook my food on there. And while I'm cooking my food on there, I put my hand on the stove, and my hand gets burned. I said, why did that happen? That's my stove. That stove's working for me. That stove's doing what I wanted to do. Why did it burn me? Well, my own inner wisdom comes out and says, the stove did not burn you, it burned your hand. You are untouchable. But your hand, you have felt, is separate from yourself, and it is touchable. Now, as soon as you wrap that hand in your pure white light of love, that hand will never be touchable by anything except whatever you feel is the highest and best for it. Oh, that's interesting. Well, isn't that sort of like guidance, God? No, that's not like guidance. Guidance is when something or somebody tells you what to do. Now, you go and sweep the floor. You go and drive the car in town and get some groceries. You go and do this or that. And you say, yeah. So that is being told what to do. God never tells us what to do. We tell ourselves what to do. We are one as the all mind, the universal beingness. Now, sometimes I have a little dialogue with myself, and I call myself God. Now, that's allowable, because I am God. And I say, hey, God. And God answers me in respect and trust and love. And God says to me, yes, sir, what's on your mind? You see, I make my God into a very literal God. And the God in me says, well, you know that you're the all-knowledge, the all-wisdom. You know that everything that exists you created. You created me now talking to you as though I am another person talking to you, and a grander person than you are. And that's okay. That's a game you want to play. That's perfectly fine. So, what's on your mind, Herb? What would you like to share with your own inner self as you have created me to be? Well, how do I bring about more harmony in the world? I would love a world that everybody loved one another and everybody loved his brother and everybody thought that peace on earth is the most glorious, wonderful thing in the world. Well, Herb, if truly you thought peace on earth is the most wonderful, glorious thing in the world, you would not mention it. What? What do you mean I wouldn't mention it? Well, you would not mention something that your choice is to be and have and do. Well, what do you mean? Well, If you say, I would like peace on earth, I would like to be have harmony, you're saying you want something that doesn't exist. You're saying that it does not exist, and you're saying that it could not, will not, or ever, never, never, never can exist. I did not. I just said, I would like peace on earth. Well, any time you say something doesn't exist, whether it's peace on earth or health or anything else, then you are saying that it doesn't exist, it cannot exist, it never will exist. But I was only talking about the process. Herb, you know all things. And you know there is no process. Everything either is or is not. If health is yours, it's totally yours. If health is not yours, then it's totally not yours. What is it that you're doing? Are you creating out of the nothing that which doesn't exist? Or are you creating out of the nothing all that does exist? Well, that's a pretty heavy comment. Yes, it's a pretty heavy comment. But it's only heavy because you have not just given yourself up to the realization that all already is. That there is no tomorrow, no yesterday. There is no attitude other than now. And if you come to that realization, if you come to that and accept it, then what happens to you? Well, that means all is, and it's done. I don't wish for anything anymore. I don't desire anything. I merely choose to have it, and I don't choose to have it. I choose to reveal it to me that it's already right there in front of me. I go to my cupboard, and I open the cupboard door, and there it is, right there. The cupboard is the mental attitude I have that all things exist, and I merely reveal them to myself. Now, if that's true, why doesn't everyone do that? Well, everyone does do that. That's what I, the Creator, have created everyone doing. I have created everyone having all knowledge, all understanding, all competence, all talent, all experience, everything already existing for them, and it's merely a matter of their accepting it, calling it forth, and enjoying it. It's pretty wonderful. Yeah, that would be. What do you mean that would be? That is pretty wonderful. Now, Herb, you're talking to yourself. I'm God, you, and you are God, you, and we are God, one, and there's no separate person here. It's only one. And so when you make silly remarks and limiting remarks to your divine presence, then the divine presence can do only one thing. The divine presence can reveal itself by not revealing itself. Oh, come on. Yeah. Principle reveals itself by not revealing itself when you don't put it into motion. The minute you put principle into motion, the minute you put the cause and effect in action, the result is instantaneously there. The minute you realize it is already there, then you begin to utilize it and enjoy it. Now, you had it all the time, but you didn't take it out. It's like you have a back room in your house. And in that room, you have everything that you are not presently working on. You have your old clothes that you're not used to wearing at the moment. You have your new coat and your tuxedo and your beautiful dresses and things all back there in that back room. You have the invitations for all sorts of parties. You have food beyond imagination. It never spoils. You have food back there that you can use at any time. And you just determine, I'm going to have that food. So you go back in the closet, and there it is. This is how spirit is. All exists right now. And it's up to us to go and claim it. Why is it that people who have spiritual healing, there is no time period for the healing to take place? It instantly is done. And when it's instantly done, what happens? The body expresses its original purity and integrity, and there's no evidence of it ever having not experienced its original purity and integrity. But Herb, that's great, but oh man, oh man, oh man. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, you're right, Herb. man, you're right. It's a man's attitude, a human attitude, that says it's incredulous. It's unbelievable. It's impossible for me to accept that as a real attitude in my world. And, you know, Herb, as long as I tell myself, you tell yourself, anyone tells themselves, that it's going to be a long time before it's manifest, then they're not living in the now. They're not living in the present tense, first person positive. They're not living that way. We teach that. We share that. We demonstrate that in our life. And then we fall back and we say, but. And the little but of the motorboat just puts us right away from the truth and puts us out in left field where we can accomplish nothing. Where we are a lonely little petunia in an onion patch and we have nobody to appreciate us. We're just sort of an emptiness. My gosh, God, you use those silly phrases? No, Herb, you use those silly phrases and I express what you're thinking. Oh, okay. What should I think? You know I don't give advice. Well, what's my next step? What am I supposed to do? But you know I don't give advice. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do, God. From this moment forward, right now, this instant, I say all is done. All is done. And I look at my world and I see all is done. I see everyone enjoying perfect health. I see everyone enjoying happiness and harmony. I see everyone enjoying peace. I see everyone enjoying abundance. I see everyone living their fulfilled spiritual life. Wow. That's a pretty good conviction, a pretty good awareness. How are you going to do that, Herb? Well, I'm going to do that by keeping every one of my thoughts pure and beautiful and good, so that every one of my thoughts represent what I think I really want. What I think I really want. Because a lot of times I think I want something, but when I see the broader picture, I realize that that's not what I really want. But I can look at the picture step by step, little by little, and have everything that I want be fulfilled for me right now. I do not have to wait. I do not have to have a period of time pass for things to manifest, for my business to be expressing its abundance, for my body to be expressing its wholeness. I don't have to wait for time. I merely say, it is done, with the conviction and awareness in my heart that it's done. And as I say, it's done. It's done. There's nothing more for me to say. I don't think of it not being done. I think of it being done, and it is done now, and it is done. And I think to myself, my goodness sake, why didn't I do that all my life? Well, actually we have. I've done that all my life. And that's why my life is not as magnificent as it could be. My life is the fulfillment of every word I put into motion. And my life is a fulfillment of that right now. My life is a fulfillment of who I am and what I am and how I am. My life is grand. Oh God, it's such a great thing to be able to sit and talk with you. Now, be careful, Herb. You're talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself and you think you're talking to me, or that sounded strange, didn't it? You're talking to yourself and you think you're talking to a God outside of you. And if you think you're talking to a God outside of you, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for misunderstanding. You're asking for an activity that does not fit in the divine pattern. The divine pattern, Herb, are you a broken record or something? No. The divine pattern, Herb, is all is. And all is right now. All is here. All is beautiful and all is divine. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. What is the divine pattern, though? The divine pattern is that all is in divine order. But what is divine order? You don't know what divine order is? Sure I do. Well then tell me. Divine order is when everything is responding to whatever thought I put into motion for it, whatever principle, whatever law of cause and effect I utilize. Very good. Very good. Now, are you doing that? Yeah, pretty much. What do you mean, pretty much? There is no pretty much. You either do it or you don't. All right? So I do it. Now, since I do it, then what comes to me? Well, what comes to you is that you know where all things take place. You know the infinite cosmic consciousness out of which all flows and all is. Now, are you ready to delight in that cosmic consciousness? Are you ready to reveal it to you in every beautiful and positive way? Are you ready? Yes, God, yes. Don't say yes, God. Say, yes, I am. Because you're God. And when you say, yes, God, it's like you're talking to something outside of yourself. But I keep getting into trouble with that because that's the way I've always been taught. Well, you're going to always be what you've always been taught, or are you going to be what you know to be the truth about yourself? Well, yeah. Yeah, be the truth about myself. I've known so many experiences where people just didn't want to accept who they were. They were told that they had an inheritance, and they said, oh, not me, I never have any luck. They were told that the person they wanted to marry is available and likes them very much, and they said, oh, I'm not worthy of that. It'll never work out, you know. He's too good for me, or she's too good for me, or whatever the case may be. The more we play this false humility game, the more we live in the misery of not having. While all the while, what we would like to experience, what we would like to choose to have, is right there. Right there, just as near as our hand, if we would just open our hand and take it. If we would just be aware that it's ours right now, and all we have to do is to accept it, claim it, and name it, and enjoy it. It's such an easy thing, and at the same time, it's such a difficult thing. It's difficult because of one thing. It's contrary to what we've been taught all of our lives. All of our lives, we've been taught that these things do not benefit us. They do not function harmoniously for us. They are not the reality for us. And isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting to say that truth is not our right and our heritage? To say that all things are not for us right now? To say that our word is the power, the energy of the universe, and when our word is spoken, it demonstrates that which it is instantly? Yes. When I talk to God, I get straightened out, because I, as God, will not allow me to pretend that God is outside of me. For I, as God, will not allow me to think that God is separate from me, when I, as God, want to worship that which I am. And we never worship that which we are. We are that which we are. We never try to get that which we are to demonstrate for us and everything. We just be who we are. Yeah, you're wonderful. Thank you, God. I like to know that I'm wonderful. I like to know that everything is going along smoothly. I like to know that I'm doing the right thing in the right way, in the right time. I like to know that. Well, you are, Herb. You're doing just fine. You are doing just beautifully. And the reason you're doing just beautifully is that you listen within. And you not only listen within, you realize that what you hear from within is God, is the reality, is the allness. What you hear in your heart is what Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. So God is within each of us. God is within me so wonderfully, so powerfully, so great, so magically, that I say to myself, golly, I like that. I like that. And even knowing all that stuff, we still have difficulty in saying to ourselves what it is we want to say. We still have difficulty in saying to ourselves, I am whole and perfect. I am rich. I am happy. I am abundant in every way. We still have difficulty because we don't really believe that we are God, that we are the allness. So our three-hour meditation saying, I am God, the next hour, why we can say we're God, and the third hour, which we're doing right now, how do I respond to God in me? How do I make a closer understanding of who and what I am? And how do I utilize who and what I am to be all that I am? Fascinating, huh? Wonderful. But these are the things that go on in the mind. These are the things that go on in the heart. These are the things that go on in the world. And when we can leave the old imagery behind, where we are called sinners and we are called less than perfect, if we can leave that behind, not because we want to leave it behind, but because we replace it with new thought. We replace it with new concepts, new dreams, new goals for ourselves. And as we replace it with this newness, we are so blessed. We are so blessed because everything works out in divine order. You and I are divine order. And as we are divine order, we find that everything we do comes to us in overflowing abundance. Everything we do comes to us in magical ways. And we are the wonder of wonders. Think about this now. How do I talk to God? I talk to God just like I talk to myself. And I say, Herb, how you doing? And I answer myself, fine, Herb, I'm doing just fine. Well, Herb, what have you been up to lately? Well, Herb, I've been up to all sorts of good things. Well, what sort of things, Herb? Well, I've been up to the idea of I'm God and the idea that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I get into all those thoughts. Well, gee, Herb, that's interesting. Can I do that too? No. What do you mean, Herb? I can't get into your thought. Well, that's just that. You cannot get into my thought. You can get into your thought, but not my thought. My thoughts are very private, even though you think you can read my mind. You can't read my mind. You have no idea what's going on. Whatever you do, you think is wonderful. And whatever you do, you think is really magnificent and great. But you haven't even scratched the surface of who and what you are. You haven't even scratched the surface of how wonderful you are. And that you are the allness of God, just like I am the allness of God. Well, God, we talk like we're talking about two different people here. And like two beings are talking about something. Well, this is a game you play. And when that moment comes that you know you are God, these conversations will cease because you will be the allness. You will be the isness. You will be the totality of everything beautiful and good. And you will succeed so wonderfully, so powerfully, so beautifully because that's who you are. Now, do you like that sort of attitude and that sort of direction? Oh, boy. How great that is. Know that for yourself, as I know that for myself. I know my three-hour meditation is an opportunity for me to get to know me, to get to know the divine in me, to get to know what relationship I play to the allness, and to get to know whether the past that I have learned is still valid in the present. Whether the things I grew up with, whether the things that my parents told me, my church told me, my school told me, my world told me, whether those things are still true for me, it gives me a new direction. And all of a sudden, it pulls out some pins that are beneath me, some pedestals that are beneath my thoughts, and kapunch, they fall down. And they don't fall apart, but they just fall down. And they get down on the level with all the rest of them. And it says, hey, there's nothing greater than I am. There's nothing outside of me. There's nothing more wonderful than I am. All of my world is good and very good. All of my world is fantastic, and all of my world is joyous and harmonious now. What a great and glorious experience for me, for you, for anyone, to come to the realization that God is within, and I can go within and speak with my divine presence within, because it permeates every organ, action, function of my body. It permeates every attitude that I have. And as I speak to my divine inner self, as I speak to myself, I bring forth all of the magic and the wonder and the excitement of who and what I am. It's a glorious, glorious journey. But it's a journey that I alone can take. It's a journey that I alone can enjoy. Why can I say I'm God? That's all there is. When I say that I'm God, what am I saying? That's all there is. When I speak my word and I say, I'm God, God I am, I'm God, God I am, what good does that repetition do? That repetition reaffirms in you that which you are, but that which you have told yourself that you are not. So as you make this affirmation, as I make this affirmation, I remind myself again and again and again that I am God, and that all things that would tell me I'm not God, or I'm not good, or I'm not wonderful, they fade away and they cease to be. It's a pretty wonderful experience for all of us. Think on these things, for truly they are good. They are the wonder that you are. They are the magic that you are. They are the fullness that you are. And now for a few moments, let's go within and let's listen to our own inner self as the divine in us speaks to us. Really, the divine in us speaks to us and says what it is that's the most important thing in our heart, and how we can reveal that which is the most important thing in our heart. So let's give it a little whirl right now. Think about it and listen to it and enjoy it. Okay, go for it. I'm whole and perfect. 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 Just like I say I am God, I say I'm whole and perfect. Just like I say I am God, I say I demonstrate all of the goodness of the universe in my life right now. Just like I say I'm God, I say I demonstrate, I reveal all the goodness of the universe in my life right now. I reveal all the goodness of the universe in my life right now. All the goodness. Everything I do, I am a blessing to everyone in my world. They look at me and say, gee, you're a nice guy. You're very thoughtful. You're very considerate. You're special. And I say to them, you're right. You're right. Oh, you are so smart. I'm a pure reflection of the magnificent person that you are. You are so right. Oh, I like being in your world. I like that. And now, am I being facetious? No. That's the truth. That's the truth. Little children come up to me so often, and they say, I like you. They say, you're a wonderful guy. I like you. I want to be near you. I want to stand by you. You're a nice guy. Well, now, why do they do that? They don't have to stand by me. They can stand by a dozen people. They don't have to say I'm a nice guy. I don't even know that they're thinking about me. They don't have to say they want to be with me. They could be with their mommies and daddies. They could be anywhere, but they want to be with me. Now, why do they want to be with me? Why do they say I'm a nice guy? Why do they have all these attitudes? Because that's the attitude I have about myself. I like myself. I like to be with myself. I enjoy my company. If I sit in a moment of meditation, I don't have to sit in a crowd of people. I can just sit alone. I can sit on my bed in the morning or in a chair where no one else is around. And I can sit there for an hour or two or three and think to myself, wow, oh, this is heaven. And it is. It is. We say that again and again and again. Our world is a reflection. My world's a reflection of my thoughts. And I love unconditionally everybody in my world, even you. I love unconditionally every person in my world, even me. Yeah, me too. I love everything in my world unconditionally. That means I love it, I accept it, and I make no judgment about it. I have no opinion about it, no attitude about it, which tells me to think one way or another about it. Everything is unconditional love, and I say, wow, is this great? What a wonderful way to live. What a beautiful way to express myself. What exciting things are going on in my world. I am so blessed. Wow. Everything is so good. You say, well, Herb, you have a few areas that you're improving. Yes, that's true. You notice that, huh? You have that same area, apparently. If you were so damn good, and you were looking at all the world from your divine eyes, you would not see any imperfection in anybody or any need for improvement in anybody. So if you're looking at somebody and they have something that needs improvement, wow, you better clean up your own house. Anybody, no matter who they are. We can be like Jesus the Christ, and we can. And people would come to him and say, heal me. And he'd say, what's your problem? And they would say, I have a broken leg. He'd say, okay, you want more broken legs? And they'd say, you are so stupid. Well, Jesus was so pure and so beautiful. He was unable to see the need of any healing in any person. He looked at every person and saw them whole and perfect. He looked at every person and saw them whole. Now, he had his disciples. And his disciples were basically a pain in the neck. And they were a pain in the neck because they did not follow what he taught them to do. Many teachers have that experience. The disciples did not follow what Jesus told them to. Go out and preach and teach and heal and raise the dead. And they came back and said, we can't do it. And he said, oh my goodness. He showed them again and again and again how to do it. By having pure attitudes in mind, a pure consciousness. And finally he said to them, look, you guys aren't getting it, and I've got other flocks to take care of, so I'm going to be leaving. And so they didn't want him to leave, and they didn't really know what he meant by leaving. But circumstances happened that allowed him to leave. You say, well, being hung on the cross is not just a circumstance that happens. Yeah, many techniques are used by many people to leave a particular experience. Now, Jesus could have stayed with the disciples and done a great job with them for many, many years, but he didn't. He said to them, I must leave you so the Comforter can come. Now, what did he mean by that? He said, I must leave you so the Comforter can come. He must leave them so that they can go on and succeed in whatever they have as their dream for themselves. And as long as he was there, they were dependent on him, and you, and I. As long as we believe that God is separate from us, we are going to have to be dependent on that separate God. But the moment we come to the realization, and again, it's like Jesus said, that the kingdom of heaven is within you, as long as we come to that realization, the kingdom of heaven is within us, we're no longer looking outside for God. We're not looking around for God. We're not wishing God would help us. We know that we, as God, speak our word, and it is done. Now, it may take a few times because we are not in practice of doing it, but the more we are conditioned, the more sincere we are in saying, it is done, it is done, it is done. Make it a mantra, make it a statement that is so beautiful in your consciousness as it is in mine, that you reveal it in so many ways. Oh, we always have more ways to reveal it, and that's good too. But we reveal it in many, many ways, and it is all so exciting and so good. Now, let go of that self within yourself, and know that that self within yourself is revealing itself in beautiful and fantastic ways. And the ways that it's revealing itself are ways that are saying to you that you are good and very good. The ways that it is revealing itself in you as you is saying, it is accomplished, it is done, it is complete, it is over. The show is over. Now get up, leave the old theater, and leave the old show behind, leave the old dramas behind, and forget them, don't repeat them. Don't discuss them after you leave the theater, because if you do, then you carry the theater with you wherever you go. You carry with you the attitudes and experiences that you had in the theater. You carry with you the fights and the challenges that you had there. Let it go. Let it go. And just put your attention on your new theater. Now, you're the director of your new theater. I'm the director of my new theater. And as the director of my new theater, I direct my new theater to be everything that I believe is good and beautiful. So in my new theater, I have wholeness and health. In my new theater, I have abundance. In my new theater, I have unconditional love. In my new theater, everything good and beautiful is prominent in my new theater. And all things that once were are no more, because I give it no attention. And I live in the now, and I live in that awareness now, and it is done for me. Yeah, it's our choice. That's our choice. Do we want to experience it or not? Do we want to be whole and perfect or not? Do we want to be divine in every aspect of our thinking, being, and doing or not? That's a decision we each make for ourselves. And when we make that decision for ourselves, my goodness, how great that is. Have a great morning, and think of your 3-hour meditation as one of the greatest treasures of your life. For you don't have to pay anybody for it. You don't have to pay anybody to let you in on the secret. You just open your inner door. And as you open your inner door, all truth is revealed to you, even as it is to me. Have a lovely day. I love you.
I love you.